The term management actually is another word for staff development. There's always been a large request for staff development. Our own staff has been small, and it's been difficult to meet the demand. As we build, we can meet the demand more and more, and we're trying to do that now with these three programs for managers that we're offering.
That was Judith Strohmeyer, Director of Conferences and Institutes at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. Conferences and Institutes has planned three seminars on management for the first part of March. All will be held on the Fairbanks campus. The one that is filling up fast is the one-day seminar focusing on women in management. It is being conducted March 9th by Betty Harrigan, author of Games Mother Never Taught You.
She's just a completely dynamic lady. I met Betty some summers ago. She was invited to the university to put on a summer sessions course. And she's a very, very exciting person. She's been through so much herself. And her book shows what she's been through. She's got a great sense of humor. She's very dynamic. And people will not be disappointed. I know when I read the book, it changed my life practically, because my outlook prior to the book had been completely different, and she pointed out some very valid things about women in management. And when she's here and conducting the seminar, it's even going to be better, because you're going to hear all the side stories that went into making up the book. She's a very stimulating person.
Do you have any idea if there are men that have enrolled to that particular seminar as well as women?
Not yet. No men have enrolled, but they're welcome to enroll. I actually expected men to enroll, but we have a little better than 50 people enrolled right now, and it's going very quickly. Women in management is not going to have an empty seat, so people need to enroll as quickly as they know they want to take the seminar. But I hope some men come, but they haven't enrolled as yet.
A two-day seminar on team building for managers on March 2nd and 3rd, and an intensive one-day focus on conflict resolution March 4th, are being conducted by management consultant Mel Hensey.
Mel is also a very exciting and good person. He's had a varied background. He was an engineer, he's been in contracting, and he's also got degrees in behavioral science. And because of that, he's particularly able to teach programs like this, because he's worked at all levels of business and industry.
Strohmeyer indicated that interest in management, or staff development as she prefers, has always been high. As a result, Conferences and Institutes is developing a special series of workshops devoted to the topic.
In the fall, we're going to be offering a large series of staff development programs in five different areas, and each of the areas will have five different programs, so that people can start at a rather introductory level and go right through to the advanced, or pick up anywhere along the way. And of course, these will all be programs in a short-term intensive format. In other words, they will take place for one or two or three days, or perhaps as long as a week. They're designed specifically for the adult who's out in the working field, who doesn't have the opportunity to just stop work and go back to school. This is the university's continuing adult ed program, and we are specifically offering courses to meet the needs of the adult in the working field.
In developing this series, Conferences and Institutes will be looking for the best people in the field throughout the United States.
We're going to be bringing in expertise from outside. We're also going to be using expertise from within the community and the university, and we have lots of very fine and capable people in our own area who will teach. There are some areas where we don't have expertise locally, and we will go out. And Conferences and Institutes always does this. We go wherever we need to find the faculty.
Judith Strohmeyer has been with the University of Alaska since 1970. Movies this weekend include Escape from Alcatraz and The Cowboys. Friday night, the shows will be presented in the concert hall. Scheibel Auditorium will be used Saturday night, while the Valentine's Day concert is held in the concert hall. The Lady Nanooks play Central Washington Friday and Saturday night at 8 in the Patty Gym. Sunday's international film, to be shown at 7:30 p.m. in Scheibel Auditorium, is The Night of the Counting the Years. A faculty art show is hanging in the Fine Arts Gallery through February 19th. I'm Karen Sedgo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.
A faculty art show is hanging in the Fine Arts Gallery through February 19th. The Flying Nanooks take on the University of Alaska Anchorage on Friday and Saturday nights in the Patty Gym at 8. An X-rated film festival is scheduled in the concert hall for the weekend, and on Sunday, the international film is Castle of Purity, a 1972 suspense thriller made in Mexico. The UA Drama Workshop spring play, Two for the Seesaw, will premiere February 27th. I'm Karen Sedgo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.